This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, tomorrow is the last day of spring, and summertime temperatures will be arriving in the Columbia Basin. An upper-level disturbance will brush by the area Wednesday night and Thursday, and this disturbance will produce some showers and scattered thunderstorms. Although rainfall should be mainly under a quarter inch, some of the storms may produce some brief, intense rainfall, and therefore decrease the quality of ripening cherries and curing hay, especially east of Lind to Hermiston. In the spotty areas where the rain is heavy, it will help dry land spring grain and peas, and also pastures, which have had to endure mostly dry weather for these past 6 weeks. Look for dry weather to return for this weekend and much of next week, and this will continue to hasten the ripening of winter wheat, which is rapidly turning color. Light winds will favor spraying today and Wednesday, and also this weekend. This coming week features the longest days of the year with nearly 16 hours of daylight, so plan on crop water. It used to be around 1.75 inches for tall alfalfa, spring grains, peas, corn, and potatoes. Lawns will need about 1.25 inches. Growing degree days at base 40 since March 1st are accumulating 4 to 7 days ahead of normal and last year. Base 50 since April 1st are 7 to 10 days ahead. Looking out into mid-July, it does not appear to show any extended period of extreme temperatures. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.